Radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
When you're ashamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th to learn more.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with Becky. Introducing your hosts, Becky Christensen and Vicki Christensen O'Shields.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and with me tonight is my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shields. Vicki, are you there with me?
I am, Becky. Good evening, everyone. We have a great program lined up this evening, and I'm really looking forward to it, Becky.
Well, I'm really looking forward to tonight's guest, too. And before we bring him on, I just wanted to take just a few minutes, really quick. And first, I want to say thank you to our listeners for being so diligently patient with us. Last week, we had some Tech R show. It was all the shows on Blog Talk, and we are intending to reschedule Mr. Randy Bernard for another date down the road. We'll make sure we bring him on and make sure that interview gets taken, brought to you guys. So we apologize for any inconvenience that caused you guys, and just want to say thank you so much for your patience in that. Also want to say thank you so much as we transition. We've had so much change and growth with She's Gone Country that we're transitioning the name. We went from She's Gone Country with Becky to She's Gone Country with the Stevie Cowgirls. And there is reason behind that. And I think I'm going to actually let Vicki touch on that a little bit because it's just kind of the connection, her generation, my generation, the generations across the board, because it's all about the stories behind the stories, right, Vicki?
Well, it is, Becky. And, you know, when this concept first came into being, you know, the Lord put it on your heart, and it was She's Gone Country with Becky. And as we progressed and moved on, you came to me several months ago and said, how do you feel about calling it, you know, She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls? And I actually thought that was a fantastic idea because it's a way, Becky, for us to honor our past and our roots. And every guest that we bring on to visit with us, that's what we want them to do, is to honor their past and their roots, because we're all in this wonderful Western way of life together, and we're so blessed to live the way we live.
Exactly, exactly. And like Vicki said, it was just something that was laid on my heart. You know, I think with things as they evolve and change and grow, and you really get settled into what it is you're all about, and really find your comfort and you know, yes, this is it. That's just kind of where I just thought, you know what? It's a way for me to honor our families and legacies of others that have those roots in the country way of life. So if I'm honoring our family and Vicki, you're honoring our family, then maybe others would be, you know what, we need to honor our families too. We need to step up. We need to talk about it more. We need to bring those past stories to the present so this generation can remember that there was a time when it was just so pure, right, and good, and it still is, but it's just the legacies need to stay connected because we just don't want to lose touch with our past with how fast technology is. So with that, thank you so much. You're going to see changes in commercials and branding and all that kind of stuff, so thank you for your patience. You can find us on blogtalk.com/4radio. You can tune in at 347-857-3760. Press 1 if you want to talk to us or our guests. And, of course, go to our She's Gone Country.us website if you want to listen to any of the archives. With that being said, I'm really excited about tonight's guest because he is just one more guest that I believe is going to have that connection with roots. It's all about roots. It's all about legacy. It's all about history. And he has got deep roots that go far into the Western way of living and the Western world, as well as his roots with the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So with us tonight, I want to welcome to the show Director of the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy, and that's Mr. Kent Sturman. Kent, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Kent, thank you so much for joining us tonight. You know, I know we have all been battling flus and illnesses and just trying to stay healthy as we go into the fall season. So thank you for taking the time to just join us for the next half hour and share with us. Our listeners call from all over and listen from all over the world. So, you know, share with our listeners, if you would, before we go into your role at the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, share with us a little bit about you and your history and your family and where you come from and your roots.
Okay. Well, I was born and raised on a ranch in eastern Wyoming, and my nieces and nephews that are living on the ranch now are the fifth generation to be on the ranch. And 3 years ago, we were honored by the state of Wyoming for being a 100-year ranch. My great-grandfather homesteaded there in 1912. So, you know, my roots are deep in the ranching and Western way of life. With the exception of a short period of time in the media industry, my entire career has been in rodeo administration. For 22 years, I was with the National High School Rodeo Association before I started with the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So, you know, active in 4-H and FFA and all a lot of other kinds of agricultural type organizations. So Western agriculture has been a part of my life, my entire life.
Well, Kent, this is Vicki. And I, you know, it's really, you know, looking over, you know, your bio and everything, and I know that you're, you know, a ranch-raised cowboy, so we all know where your heart is. And here's the thing that I find interesting. What a great bridge to bring everything together and with what you do today there in Colorado Springs at the beautiful Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame was the media part that, you know, blended with your ranch, you know, and what went on and all the other things you did. Tell us, when did you come to the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, Kent?
In next week, it will be 3 years. So I've got an anniversary coming up.
Well, congratulations. That's, you know, you've had a long stint in your career. So, you know, you're, and I'm sure with you know, where you're at now at the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, there's probably a lot to take in. Have you finally settled and adjusted? Was it an easy transition, or are there still things you're learning? What's that been like?
Well, it was a challenging transition, and you know, there's still a lot of stuff, you know, ideas and stuff I'd like to implement. But of course, everything takes time and money, and so we have to. I have to remind myself to, you know, take baby steps. But there was a time when, you know, the Hall of Fame wasn't doing so well, and a few years back it had even closed for a few months, and so hopefully something like that will never happen again. It's an important part of our industry, and it's, you know, really important that everybody supports it and gets behind it. So, but we've made several changes in the past few years, and we've got a lot more ideas that we'd like to implement. So we're going to plug away at our list of things we want to accomplish.
Well, Kent, this is Vicki, and, you know, just thinking back on the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame, of course, the first time I ever was there was way back in 1989 when Becky's grandpa, my dad and my uncle, Bob and Hank Christensen, were inducted. We've been so blessed to come back a couple different times with some great livestock, Miss Klamath, War Paint, and we've seen many changes over the year. But I just want to say thank you on behalf of all of those that are enshrined, the animals, the families, the legendary announcers, the stock contractors, on behalf of everyone, Kent. You really are, your position is phenomenal. You do a great job. We thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for that. It's something that's very near and dear to my heart and something that I feel very strongly about. So it's easy to go to work in the morning when you feel that passionate about your job.
Well, so let's talk about that. This is Becky, and let's talk about that passion for what you do and getting up in the morning and going into work each day because, you know, like you said, there's been challenges along the way, and with any historical company or, you know, you've got your Hall of Fame, and this Hall of Fame is within the United States representing the rodeo industry, the Western way of life, and I think it's important that those are shared and those are talked about and that we really encourage people to go visit those to really take a step back and look what's happened over the generations. But let's talk about you going into work each day. What is that passion that when you go in, you're like, okay, let's get this done, and what's it like being there each day looking amongst all the exhibits that are there, you know, what goes into saying, okay, well, we need, you know, what about this exhibit? What does that need to be changed? Or how do we get this person here? You know, what is that like in a day for you?
Well, it's quite humbling to walk through the hall each day because it is, you know, the greats that made our sport what it is today that are honored there. And, you know, to walk among those artifacts every day, and every time I walk through, I'd see something new and different that I hadn't noticed before, or read somebody's bio that I had forgotten about, or something. And it's just a real honor to just walk among those great people and animals and producers and committees that have made our sport of professional rodeo so great today. And you know, so it's easy to go to work and say, you know, this is fun. This is not really a lot of work, and I have a great staff who also is very passionate about their work and their job, and we take the role of the Hall of Fame and Museum very seriously in preserving our history and honoring those great people and animal athletes. So we take that job very seriously. We know what has been entrusted to us. And so it's easy to get involved and have that passion because you want to do a good job and you want to honor these people because they certainly deserve it.
Well, and, you know, as I'm looking at the website, and if anyone's listening and you want to come in and visit with our guests, please press 1 and let Maria know you're there so we can bring you on the air. But if you go to prorodeohalloffame.com, you'll see their great website. It gives you so much information. And, you know, the great thing is we've got a few minutes till break, and so I want to touch on a few things, and we'll come back to it again after the break. But the first thing that I want to just touch on before break is you're more than just the Hall of Fame. I mean, you guys do the inductions every year, and, yes, you pick a select number that you honor each year and you bring into the hall. But there's other events that go on within the year, and there's other things that are going on around the scenes besides the induction ceremony. Tell us a little bit about that in the next couple of minutes.
Well, you know, the museum business is a tough business. Typically, they're not great money makers. So, you know, anything that you can do to generate revenue and supplement the organization is important. So one of the big things that we do is we're an event venue. We rent out the hall and our pavilion, our garden area, and our arena for events throughout the year, and we do between 60 and 70 events at the Hall of Fame that aren't related to anything that we do, and that's above and beyond the events that we do for ourselves. So that's a big revenue source for us, but it's also a way to get the word out about the hall, and you know, people come there and have their weddings that have no connection to the Western way of life, but they do so because, well, it's affordable, but it's very unique event venue. And not anyone can just say that they had their wedding at the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame. So that's a big part of what we do, again, for the revenue, but also to just get the word out in the awareness in the public that what Pro Rodeo is about and the people that we honor there.
Well, to me, that's an awesome thing because it is a way to engage the outside world into the Western world and expose what we're all about, because that's a great way to garner new fans, new followers, new people that maybe haven't had an opportunity to see a rodeo, or maybe they've heard about it, but they just never really were too much, really interested in it. It's a way to really engage them into an amazing plethora of history and maybe a newfound passion. So I think that's great that you guys do that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we're going to continue talking with the director of the Crow Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy, Kent Sturman. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Since 1997, Tres Rios Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I am joined tonight with my co-host, Becky Christensen O'Shields. Becky, are you still with me?
You bet, Becky. I'm right here. We're having a great time discussing this event, and I know that you know we've got some more time, so we got more questions for him.
Oh my goodness, we have got so much we could continue to talk about. And real quick, before we bring Kent back on, I just want to say, Donalyn, I know you're off tonight. We're thinking about you. We hope you're having a great, great time doing it. She's doing a great thing right now. So we just want to tell her we love her and we miss her, and we'll welcome her back when she gets back with us. But I want to say thank you also to Les Schwab Tires for their help this season with the Contestant Corner and getting us down the road, bringing you all those live videos and interviews on Facebook. And I also want to encourage everybody, if you get a second, go to bootingoutdomesticviolence.com. This is our first inaugural fundraiser that we are doing for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. It's a virtual stomp. It's a social media event. It's going to be fun. It's all about recognizing the heart of the American cowboy. We're lifting up Man of Crusade and four charity teams. And October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. So this is something you're going to see us be doing each and every year. Go to bootingoutdomesticviolence.com. Check it out. Get us a team in your area, and let's raise the bar and make some noise to break the silence on the cycle of abuse. So make sure you check that out. So we have been visiting with Mr. Kent Sturman, the director of the Crow Rodeo Hall of Fame and Museum of the American Cowboy, and that is in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Kent, are you still there with us?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Well, I'm actually going to just take a back seat because I know Aunt Vicki's got a question for you. So, Vicki, go ahead.
Well, you know, there's so many questions to ask you, Kent, because, I mean, you see so many things walk through the door. Again, what you do to promote our sport. And, you know, all of the memories there are absolutely, they're wonderful. My question to you is, you know, you have an induction every year. It's filled with wonderful cowboys, cowgirls, animal athletes, all of those who contribute to our Western way of life and professional rodeo as we know it today. But what is one of your favorite memories from the years that you've been in Springs that you can share with our listeners tonight?
I think probably it would be bringing back the live animal exhibit in the summer. Years ago, they had retired bucking stock that came and lived at the Hall of Fame, and that program went away several years ago. And one of the things that my first goals that I wanted to do when I came on board was to bring that back. It's very popular with the public, and you know, a lot of people would ask, "Well, do you have animals here? You know, is there what's out in the barn?" And so it was, you know, kind of sad to have that facility sit there. and not utilize it to its fullest capacity. So we brought that program back two summers ago and had some retired bucking stock that came from the Harry Vold Rodeo Company. And then this past summer we had surveys that brought a couple of horses in. And it's just a great way for us to once again educate the public about our sport and the animals that are used in our sport. The animal athletes are a very important part of our sport, and so a lot of people don't have that opportunity to get up close and personal with them. Throughout the barn, we have signage that educates them about our animal welfare program at the PRCA, and it really gives us an opportunity once again to educate the people, and that's one of the main focuses of our museum is an educational facility. So that has been tremendous to bring that back and to see the school groups that come through. And, you know, even being in a relatively rural area like Colorado Springs, there's school children here that have never seen a live horse up close or even seen one before. So to be out in the barn and watch those kids interact with the animals, it's really a great thing. And that's probably one of the things that I feel most proud about.
Well, you know, Kent, this is Vicki, and very quickly I'll ask this because I know that Becky wants to visit with you as well. But I know a couple of years ago, my husband and I traveled up to Pueblo for the National Little Bridges to watch our grandson, and we made a special day trip up. Joe Beaver was there, and he was helping kids rope. And the minute we walked through there, I believe I heard Pete Logan's voice announcing one of the very first NFRs. And, you know, it just took me right back to when I was a little girl and I was 6 years old and I was in Dallas, Texas with mom and dad, you know. And so the videos, the presentation, everything is ongoing there, book signings. Tell us about that and who you bring in for those special events.
Well, we try to use, you know, people that are obviously associated with the PRCA, gold card members or current world champions. You know, of course, they're all very busy and we have to work around their schedules. But the times that we've done those events where people can interact with rodeo clowns or bullfighters or the contestants and, you know, get autographs and stuff, those have been very popular. So we hope to do a little more of that in the future. And then because we have so much incredible footage of our events and the rodeos that we are working right now to bring some touch screens into the museum, kind of bring in some more modern technology. But it's a way where people can come in and click on a button and pull up their favorite cowboy and information about him or her and our inductees and all their bios and some video footage of some past rodeos. And then the current world standings will be on there too. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a great addition to the museum.
Wow. Man, you got, I think that's a great idea, the interactive. And it's unfortunate that, you know, I guess it's a good thing and a bad thing, but our attention span of this generation has become so short because of technology and the different mediums that are coming at, you know, our generation at every direction, that I think that interactive approach is a great way, especially with the younger generation, to keep them focused and engaged. I think engaged is the word that really hits me on that. And I think that's wonderful. Now, Kent, tell me, there's a couple things. One, I just want to give you accolades, and I want to say it on the air, because in reading your bio, you know, your depth with what in the National High School Rodeo Association as the director and their paper editor, and as well as your animal welfare council. You were the past president and member of that for a good 20-year stint in each of those. So I just want to say thank you for that, because we need people on the front lines of the youth, bringing them into the you know, professional arena, as well as the animal welfare and fighting for what we believe is the livelihood of the way of rodeo, and fighting against those that come, the uneducation, that they don't understand how they're taken care of. So that had to be quite a interesting 20-year experience being on that council.
It was. And, you know, it's so important to invest in our youth. You know, they are our future, and our youth need a good education. They need good people to look up to as role models and to mentor, and especially in this industry. And it's so easy to lose that when so many of our youth today don't grow up on a farm or a ranch, and so they're kind of disconnected from that and don't fully understand, you know, where their food comes from and the importance of agriculture and agricultural programs. So that's been a passion of mine my whole career, and I think it's important to give back and to help our youth. And so working with High School Rodeo and the Youth Horse Council and has been very important to me for a long time. And, of course, education, that's so important.
Well, we thank you for your commitment to the Western Way of Life. And, you know, we are running short on time. We've got a couple minutes left. What I wanted to ask you, if you would share with the audience, you have a couple events coming up this year at Vegas at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Tell our audience about that. And then when we're done with that, we'll close it out. But I think it's important that we touch on that so they know what to expect when they're down there in Vegas.
Yeah, well, it gives the Hall of Fame an opportunity to showcase itself during the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo, as well as some raise some money. You know, everything we do, we try to turn into a fundraiser because that's so important. But we have our Wrangler Gold Buckle Gala that will be on Monday, November 30th, and we'll honor this year's pro rodeo legend, which should be announced in about a week. So we'll have some news there that we'll be able to share with everyone on this year's honoree. And then toward the end of the week on the NFR, I think it's December 11th, that Friday is our Spurs and Spikes golf tournament there in Las Vegas. And that's always a fun time. And again, another fundraiser for us. So we appreciate the opportunity to do those events during the Wrangler National Finals. And we hope that people will come out and support the Hall of Fame and we enjoy
yes.
seeing everybody and making our connections with people that we see once a year.
Well, we appreciate that, and we'll make sure that we continue to touch on that and let folks know. We'll be down there in Vegas this year at Mandalay Bay, and we'll make sure that we announce that on stage that if they have an opportunity to participate, I don't know what the deadlines are, but we'll connect with you on that and make sure that we get it out on Facebook and so forth. With that being said, before I turn over to Vicki, I just want to suggest everybody go to the CurioHallOfFame.com website, check out what it means to be a member, how to get involved, you know, how to participate in all that they're doing over there. Check out their hours. And if you're in that area, driving through there, in there for a vacation, make sure you stop. You can't miss it. The big Casey Tibbs statues out front, you go in there, check out all that is the Rodeo Hall of Fame. So can't with that, I'm going to say goodnight. Thank you for joining us tonight. I wish you well in your healing and recovery from being sick. I know I'm recovering. And Vicki, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Becky. And Kent, thank you so much. Listeners, we'd just like to say thank you for being with us this evening. And now let's get ready for a little cowgirl logic from Crystal Lyons. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
I'm Crystal Lyons, and I was watching Seabiscuit the other day. And when I got to the part where he lost the race at Santa Ana, California, it spoke volumes to me. During the race, Red was fouled and became so obsessed with simply beating the other guy, as a result, he lost the race. I can relate, man. God says to me, "Why are you sitting there in the ditch?" And I look up horrified and reply, "Didn't you see that, God? I got fouled." I can become so absorbed over a wrong done to me and wanting that incident made immediately right that I can easily lose sight of the real issue, which is finishing the race. The best way that Red would have had to have been exonerated was to keep to the game plan and win. So it is with us. God has a game plan, if I may call it so, and if we stick to His ways and His methods and His directives, we will win, period. In this life's race, we all get fouled. The really cool thing about it is this: no one, and I mean no one, can take you out of the race without your permission. If you and I will simply choose to let the offense go, release it, forgive the offending one, we immediately are back on track. Forgiveness releases the offender from our hands into God's. It wasn't Red's place to judge the race. His was to run. The smartest thing to do is to let the foul go and focus on finishing well. Keep your focus true. Let God handle the rest. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is just some cowgirl logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
4radio.com.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal. Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, you decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
When you're shamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th to learn more.
4radio.com.